The Czech government has agreed to introduce a 5% digital tax on the local revenues of internet giants such as Amazon, Google and Facebook. The aim is twofold: to boost state coffers by billions of crowns and level the playing field for domestic rivals. Brian Kennedy reports.
Following on the example of other EU countries, such as France, the coalition government agreed on Wednesday that firms with a global revenue of roughly 20 billion crowns annually, 100 million crowns turnover on the domestic market, and more than 200,000 user accounts be subject to a 5% digital tax. The move could lead to retaliation from the United States, where the biggest such tech firms are based. Earlier this month, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said it was investigating digital services taxes being adopted or considered by the Czech Republic, Britain, Italy, and Brazil, among others. The Czech government says the proposed tax, initially set at 7%, will be imposed on local revenues of targeted advertising, digital marketplace provision, and user data sales, until OECD countries agree on a uniform tax. It would come into effect in 2021. Economist Jiří Nohajl of the Liberální Institute is among those who worry that an interim step could do more harm than good, even while acknowledging an ever-widening gap in revenue between local traditional media and global digital platforms may stem from abuse of a dominant market position.
Tak já zaprvé si myslím, že tato věc by se měla dohodnout.
For starters, I think such a thing needs to be agreed in the wider international community, including the OECD. Imposing a digital tax on a specific sector, however, isn't a good step. Various negative phenomena can result from this. When some players fail to succeed in the market, they seek solutions through a political process.
Snažím získat zisk, který ztrácím na trhu.
Speaking on a recent Czech radio debate program, Mr. Nohajl argued that since a digital tax is imposed on revenue rather than on profit, firms can simply pass on the tax burden to their users. That could lead to advertising prices on Facebook, for example, which smaller companies could not afford easily. For his part, Václav Mák, head of the Czech Publishers Association, said, in a digital environment, it is easy to transfer profit from one market to another. And without uniform tax rates across the EU or OECD, states such as Ireland will look to benefit by offering big tech companies investment incentives.
The digital landscape is rapidly changing, and G7 countries must decide what legislation for the digital environment is missing and how to set it. In the meantime, GAFA, that's Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, are emblematic of a tax optimization phenomenon that has existed here for a long time.
V zemích, kde působí. A proto je nezbytně nutné se tímto problémem zabývat.
Washington has repeatedly said it considers the digital tax to be discriminatory against U.S. firms and could result in retaliatory measures. The Czech Chamber of Commerce said on Wednesday that losses from tit-for-tat action could target exporters and ultimately lead to a much larger tax revenue shortfall.